Hi, welcome to Best Stories. This is the adventures of Packy the Rat, a children's podcast. Season 2, Episode 12, Hippity Hoppity. One night, the children were hiding under the covers in their beds, waiting for their mom to come tell them a story. But when their mom came into the bedroom, she could not find her children. She called for them and quickly looked around the room, but she didn't see them, and none of the children answered. Then she thought they could still be downstairs, so she went to look for them. After she did not find them downstairs, she returned to their bedroom. But this time, she saw some of the stuffed animals on the children's beds move about. Then she knew where they were. Because the children had so many stuffed animals on top of their beds, it was hard to see the children hiding under the covers of their beds. Very quietly, their mom went over to one of the children's beds and pulled off a stuffed panda bear animal and pulled back the covers, and then their mom shouted, "There you are!" All the children giggled and pushed their covers off. Their mom said, "I don't know how you sleep with so many stuffed animals on your beds." "Oh, we like it this way," the children giggled again. "Okay then, heads down, covers up, and lights out. It's time for the next adventure about Packy the Rat." It was getting well into springtime on the farm. You could see the leaves on the trees, the green, green grass. But that is not all that was happening. Many baby animals were being born on the farm. The springtime is when most of the farm animals will have their babies, so the babies have the whole summer to grow and get strong and independent before the cold weather returns. But it's not just farm animals that will have babies in the spring. Like, for example, in the meadow, many animals that live in the meadow will have their babies in the spring also. And that is where this story starts off, in the meadow on a nice spring day. You see, on this beautiful spring day, the barn friends were on their way to the meadow to enjoy a fun afternoon. And when they got there, they realized that they were not the only ones planning to spend a beautiful day in the meadow. Today, the meadow was just full of bunnies. Bunnies, bunnies, bunnies hopping everywhere. There were little bunnies that were so tiny, they looked like a ball of fluff. There were big bunnies with really big ears, and when they hopped really far and really fast. Then there were smaller bunnies that looked a little scared when they saw all the barn friends arrive in the meadow. They just crouched down low and hid in the grass. The barn friends found themselves to be very curious about all these bunnies. In fact, Packy and the barn friends had never seen so many bunnies. They wondered why there were so many bunnies in the meadow. The barn friends just watched them hop about all over the meadow. Now, Henry and Clara had come to the meadow because they wanted to munch on the fresh spring grass. But every time they put their head down in the grass, they found bunnies. One bunny hopped up and landed on Henry's head. Another landed on Clara's back. Why, these bunnies were everywhere. It startled Henry and Clara. Henry and Clara tried to move to another spot to munch on the fresh green grass. But every place they tried to move to, another bunny popped up on them. "Oh my," said Clara. "Where did you come from?" she said to one little bunny who landed on her head. The bunny hopped down and hopped all around Clara. But Clara was not interested in playing with those bunnies, and she just laid down in the tall green grass. However, when she laid down, she had laid down on a few of those playful bunnies, and some of the bunnies got stuck under Clara, and those playful bunnies had to wiggle themselves free, and then they hopped away very fast. Poor Clara, she just let out a loud moo. "Good heavens," said Ginger, "I've never seen so many bunnies in my life."
"We haven't either," bleated Lily and the Lamb twins.
Lily was trying to find a spot to lay down in the sun too. But every time she tried to lie down, a bunny was already there, and Lily and the Lamb Twins would hop about trying to find a clear spot to stand. Ginger honked to one of the larger bunnies, "Where did you come from?" And the bunny just wiggled its ears and twitched its nose. Then Packy saw a bunny, and he asked,
"Yeah, we were wondering, why are there so many bunnies in the meadow today?"
Priscilla added,
Why, we've never seen so many bunnies in the meadow before. Finally, one little bunny spoke up, and the bunny said, "Our home in the field was destroyed." "Yes," said another bunny, who had hopped over twitching its nose and said, "Big machines came and dug up our home. We had to hop away as fast as we could to get away from those big machines." "Oh, why? They must mean that old wild flower field on the other side of the forest," said Oliver. "I've heard that there are many trucks and tractors over that way." "Why, those bunnies have hopped a far distance," Oliver snorted. "We met up with other bunnies, too, because their homes were destroyed," another bunny added. "Good heavens," honked Ginger, "our meadow has become a bunny nature reserve." "Oh, why, I believe you are right, Ginger," said Oliver. "All these bunnies' homes were destroyed, and they're driven out of their homes and ended up here in the meadow," said Oliver. And all the bunnies just continued to hop and hop about. "Oh, gee, that is horrible that someone can just destroy and dig up your home," said Priscilla. "Yeah, what are you going to do?" Packy said to one of the bunnies, and one bunny just shrugged. Another one of the bunnies hopped over to Packy and said, "We're digging and building a new home here in the meadow. But we just got here, and we just started to dig, so it's going to take a while." Another bunny apologized for all the chaos and hopping. "It shouldn't take too long, then you'll hardly know we are here," said another bunny as he was hopping around, twitching its nose. But some of the barn friends had had enough of the bunnies hopping. Oliver said, "Why, I do not care to have all these bunnies hopping about me. I believe I will head back to the barn." Ginger agreed and said to Gobbles, "Come along, Gobbles. There are too many bunnies out here today. We are going to go back to the barn with Oliver," she honked. Gobbles just looked about, and then a bunny hopped right in front of him and nearly knocked him over. Gobbles shouted, "Gobble, gobble," and dashed towards Ginger, shouting, "Gobble, gobble, gobble," as if to say, "I agree, let's go." Henry and Clara were too hungry to try to keep looking for a spot of grass that was not already occupied by bunnies, so they said they were heading back to the barn too. Lily and the Lamb twins bleated, "We're going too." Now that just left Packy, Priscilla, little Jeffrey, and Buddy in the meadow. And of course, all those playful hopping bunnies. Everyone else had returned to the barn. Now, Buddy didn't mind the bunnies. He found a spot in the nice warm sun to lay down, and a few of the little bunnies lay next to him. Packy and Priscilla felt bad for the bunnies. They had lost their home, and they had never seen so many bunnies in one spot. They just watched them hop and hop about. "I like this little one," said Priscilla. "It's so cute." And she picked up the tiny little bunny and petted that little bunny. She asked the little bunny what its name was. The tiny little bunny didn't answer. It just curled into Priscilla's paws. Priscilla said, "I'm going to call you Buttons." And then Priscilla said, "Oh, Buttons, you're just such a cute little bunny." Then Packy saw little Jeffrey. And now little Jeffrey loved to hop. And little Jeffrey got so excited watching all the bunnies hop. And all these bunnies were hopping and hopping all about little Jeffrey. He started hopping right along with them. And while a goose hopping like a bunny was a rather unusual and silly sight, Packy called to little Jeffrey, "What are you doing?" "I'm hopping," said little Jeffrey. "You should try it. It's fun." Little Jeffrey used his wings to help him hop into the air. It was not so much as a up and down hop like a bunny, but nonetheless, little Jeffrey was bouncing all about the meadow, laughing and smiling and shouting, "Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity." Then Packy got down on all four paws and started hopping too. He had to laugh. It was fun. Then Priscilla joined in the fun too, and then of course Buddy joined them also. So all four of them joined the bunnies hopping about the meadow. And then the next day as well, the four friends met up with the bunnies in the meadow, and they all hopped and hopped about the meadow. Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, they all shouted as they hopped about the meadow. But then, as it happens in the spring, towards the end of the day, dark rain clouds started moving in, and the wind was getting stronger and stronger, giving everyone a warning. A storm was on the way. Packy, Priscilla, Buddy, and little Jeffrey saw those signs and knew they should get back to the barn. "It looks like there's going to be a big storm tonight," said little Jeffrey. "Yeah," said Packy, "we better get back to the barn." "Yeah, it's almost too hard to hop against the wind anymore anyhow," said little Jeffrey. Priscilla had been holding that tiny little bunny Buttons, and she let her down and told her she better hop to her mama. A storm was on the way. Then the four friends quickly waved goodbye to all the bunnies, and they headed back to the barn. But the bunnies' new home in the meadow was not completed yet. They had not finished digging and building their new home, and a rainstorm would definitely flood them out because their new home was not big enough to handle a rainstorm yet. And the barn friends were not aware that the bunnies' home in the meadow wasn't finished yet, and they didn't realize that the bunnies would not be safe in the meadow from a storm. And of course, the bunnies didn't want to get caught out in the storm either. So, once again, all these bunnies were without a home, and they had to think of something to do to be safe from the storm, and quick. The bunnies did the only thing they could think of to do. They followed Packy, Priscilla, Buddy, and little Jeffrey to their barn. And by morning, all the barn friends found themselves in for a surprise. All those bunnies had piled themselves into their barn. Now, bunnies are quiet by nature. They barely make a sound. And they're soft and furry. And, well, bunnies are not so big. They don't take up so much room. So you wouldn't think it would be such a big deal. But the problem was that it wasn't just a few bunnies. It was lots and lots and lots of bunnies. I dare say there are 100 or more bunnies in the barn. There were so many bunnies, they covered the entire barn floor, the stalls, the loft, well, everywhere. Bunnies, 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 everywhere. In the morning, Packy woke up in the loft covered in bunnies. Yikes! He jumped up. Where did you come from? He said to the bunnies. He looked around it. Where did all these bunnies come from? Packy shouted. Oh dear, said Priscilla. I think they followed us to the barn to get out of the storm. Look, said Priscilla, Buttons came here too. Priscilla, where are you? I can't see you through all these bunnies, Packy shouted. I'm right here, Priscilla giggled. Then carefully, Packy and Priscilla made their way down to the ground from their loft, and the bunnies followed. Little Jeffrey was already hopping about with all the bunnies. Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, he was shouting. Ginger honked, Good heavens, little Jeffrey, you are a goose, not a bunny. Stop hopping about and eat your breakfast. Oh, I can't stop, little Jeffrey giggled. Once I start, I just keep hopping. There were bunnies everywhere. If the barn friends thought the meadow was full of bunnies, the barn was much worse. I think the bunnies followed us to get out of the storm, Priscilla told the barn friends. Oh my, these poor bunnies keep losing their homes, mooed Clara. But it was Oliver who informed his friends that they needed to think of an idea of where to put all these bunnies before the farmhands see the barn filled with all these bunnies. Underneath a pile of bunnies, the barn friends heard Buddy say, They're coming to milk the cows now. Oh my, said Clara, I will go try to stall them. So the barn friends had to think fast on how to help the bunnies. Packy and Priscilla thought if they hopped, the bunnies might follow them like they did in the meadow. So quickly, Packy hopped to Henry's stall and Priscilla hopped into Lily and the Lamb twins' stall, and luckily the bunnies followed them right into Henry and Lily's stalls. For the moment, it was helping keep those bunnies safe and out of sight from the farmhands. Although no one could see Henry or Lily and the Lamb twins anywhere, they were covered with bunnies. In fact, the bunnies filled up the entire stall. Good heavens, said Ginger, it's like a box full of bunnies. The barn friends were able to keep all the bunnies out of sight while the farmhands milked the cows. But now the problem was the farmhands would be coming to Henry and Lily's stall soon. So before the farmhands got to Henry and Lily's stall, little Jeffrey and Buddy quickly followed Packy and Priscilla's idea and started hopping and shouting, Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity. And once again, all the bunnies followed them. Buddy and little Jeffrey led them down the barn and right into Oliver and Ginger's stall, so as to keep them out of sight from the farmhands. Oliver tried to make room in his stall, but it wasn't as big as Henry's, and the little bunnies were quite smushed together. Good heavens, we can't hide all these bunnies in the barn forever. There are just too many, said Ginger. Gobble, 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 said Gobbles from somewhere under a pile of bunnies. Oh, why, we don't have to worry. Who said that, said Packy. It's me, said Oliver. Oliver, said Packy, where are you? I can hear you. I just can't see you, said Packy. Oh, why, I'm under this pile of bunnies, said Oliver. What I was saying is, we don't have to worry. These bunnies just followed you to get out of the storm. They won't be here for long. Oh, I believe they want to live underground in the meadow. I believe their new home was just not ready. And by the middle of the day, the sun had come out and all the bunnies hopped away. And thanks to the barn friends, all the bunnies had stayed safe and out of sight from the farmhands. The barn friends were happy to help those bunnies, but they were glad to see them hop back to the meadow too. And the next day, the sun was shining, Packy and little Jeffrey wanted to still go hopping around with their newfound little furry friends. So they decided to go out to the meadow again. But when they got to the meadow, they didn't see any bunnies. They didn't see a single bunny hopping around anywhere. "I wonder where they all went," honked little Jeffrey. "I hope they're okay." "Perhaps they went to find another home," said Packy. But then Packy thought he saw a bunny hop, but then it disappeared. And then he thought he saw another bunny. And Packy said, "Oh wait, look over there," he told little Jeffrey. And Packy and little Jeffrey ran where Packy had pointed and spotted a bunny. But they lost sight of that bunny too.
"Where did you go, little bunny?"
asked little Jeffrey. Then little Jeffrey saw a small hole in the ground, and he poked his head down into the hole. Now Packy saw a similar hole in the ground, and he put his head down into the hole too. In fact, with their heads down in the hole, Packy and little Jeffrey could actually see each other. "Hi, Packy," said little Jeffrey. "I found them." Yep, all the bunnies were underground. It was a great big underground hole of bunnies, hundreds of them. The bunnies had finished digging their new home, and it was huge and had many tunnels leading out to the meadow. But the problem now was that Packy and little Jeffrey were stuck. It sure was easy to put their heads down into the rabbit hole, but they couldn't get their heads out of the rabbit hole. "Oh no," Packy cried. "I'm stuck. I can't get out," when he tried to pull his head out.
"Me too," honked little Jeffrey.
Now Priscilla and Buddy had decided to join Packy and little Jeffrey in the meadow, and they didn't exactly find them. What they saw was their back ends sticking up in the air in the meadow. Then they too found a hole in the ground, and they poked their heads down into the hole to see what Packy and little Jeffrey were looking at. And when they poked their heads down into the hole, they saw Packy and little Jeffrey. And Packy saw them and said, "No, no, no, don't put your heads down here."
"Why not?" asked Priscilla. "What is down here?"
"It's the rabbit's new home," said little Jeffrey. "We put our heads down a rabbit hole, and now we're stuck."
"Oh no, I'm stuck too," said Priscilla. "I can't get out."
"I'm stuck too," said Buddy.
So now all four of the barn friends were stuck with their heads each in a rabbit's hole and their back end sticking out into the meadow. With their heads underground, they watched the bunnies hop about in that big underground hole. The bunnies were very kind and gave them flowers and carrots to munch on. But one thing was for sure, the four of them were definitely stuck.
"How are we going to get out of here?" said Packy.
"I haven't figured that out yet," said Priscilla. "I'm stuck." And to make things more complicated, Henry and Clara and Lily and the Lamb twins had wandered out to the meadow too. They too were curious what everyone could be looking at underground, and they each found a hole and stuck their heads down into the hole to see what everyone was looking at. Unfortunately, their heads were stuck in the hole and they couldn't get out.
"Oh my," said Clara, "I'm stuck."
"Me too," said Lily and the Lamb twins.
But luckily, the bunnies had been so grateful for the barn friends' hospitality during the storm, they were happy to keep them company while they were stuck. They gave them lots of food and water. But Packy said, "I don't think this eating is going to help us get out of here."
"Oh my, Packy is right," said Clara. "I think I'm stuck worse than when I first put my head in this rabbit hole."
The barn friends pulled and pulled to try to get their heads out of that rabbit hole, but none of them could budge free. Luckily for the barn friends, Oliver and Ginger had wandered out to the meadow too. And they saw their friends with their back ends sticking out of holes in the meadow.
"Good heavens," said Ginger, "what is all this nonsense about? Little Jeffrey, why is your bottom sticking up in the air?"
"Why, I believe I know," said Oliver. "Oh, they stuck their heads down one of the rabbit holes. Now they are stuck and they cannot get back out of that rabbit hole. They are stuck. That is why we see their bottoms in the air."
And Ginger had found a hole, and she was just about ready to stick her head down the hole, and Oliver shouted,
"Oh, no, no, Ginger, do not stick your head down the rabbit hole, or you will be stuck too. Come over here and help me dig out Packy."
So Oliver and Ginger immediately started digging around Packy, and then Priscilla, and then the rest of their barn friends. One by one, the silly barn friends were freed from the rabbit holes. They all felt a little silly. And as they walked back to the barn, Packy asked Oliver,
"How did you know we were stuck in the rabbit hole without us even telling you or explaining the situation?"
Oh, my dear Packy, there is a wise saying to remind oneself about the dangers of going into a rabbit hole. Oliver told them, be careful never to go into a rabbit hole. The way in is easy, but getting back out is not.
The Barn Friends all laughed at their silliness, and I think they will remember not to ever do that again.
And that is the end of the story about the adventures of Packy the Rat. Thanks for listening.
But wait, before we go, did you know why every habitat or animal's home is important? Even those cute little furry bunnies. Well, they help keep a balance in nature. One example is, bunnies eat plants that could harm other animals and even people. So it's very important to respect our environment and planet to help us keep a safe, healthy balance in nature. And as the saying goes, be careful not to go down a rabbit hole. Which means it's just cautioning someone not to do something that could end up being more difficult or dangerous than they had expected.
Thanks for listening to Best Stories. And I just want to give a special shout out to some special listeners. There's Robert in Michigan, and Ilva and Siggy in Maryland, and Evie in Wisconsin, and Lucy and Rowan in Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening.